CJLO 1690 AM, Grade A Explosives, Hour 2 of the program has started. And I don't know why I decided to say program with two rolling R's in it. It doesn't even seem necessary. When the British say it, they don't say it with rolling R's. They can barely roll a Humpty Dumpty? Yes. No. Okay, let's go with that. Yeah, okay, sure. Roll a Humpty Dumpty, right. They can barely roll a Humpty Dumpty, much less R's in words. That seems...
Probably incorrect, sir.
What you just heard there before the break was a band called Listless with a track called Absence off of their self-titled record. So, yeah, that's what you heard. And you know what? I feel like playing another longer song here. And I feel like getting a bit heavier in what we've got going on here for the show. I mean, I don't know if you're aware of this. I know. I can hear you at home right now. Andrew, please tell us how the sausage is made. Please. We need to know how the sausage is made. And friend, don't worry. I'll tell you. See, I'm doing all right with my CanCon this week, right, so far. Because I've been playing a bunch of long songs. So let's keep this going. Let's keep this long train of tracks going here. Sound good? Sounds great. I'm going to play you a band from Montreal. And we're going to get a bit heavier here. Play you some Pyrocene Death Cult featuring, associated with Chris the Frog from Sewer Spewer, which if you would like to get some show information, you should definitely check out Sewer Spewer on the many social media pages, mainly like Instagram and I think TikTok too. He's doing stuff on TikTok, and that's where you can watch all the things. It's on Facebook too, like this show is on Facebook, but I mean, really, none of us should be on any of these social media platforms. They're all terrible, but we need to get information out there to everyone. So here we are doing this. Does this fulfill your life? Does it make you feel good? Does it make me feel good? But here we are. We're doing it. We're dancing. We're dancing. And we're dancing. And it's always good. I always appreciate it when I know right off the top that a black metal band is not fascist. That makes me feel good, you know, and I appreciate, if you're a black metal band that isn't fascist, first off, you shouldn't need to say you're not fascist. That should not be where we sit in our world. However, I have the unfortunate news to tell you that that is the way the world works. I am very glad if you're a black metal band, if you tell me right up front that you're not fascist. I like that, because then I kind of have to take it your word, because I'm not going to be able to understand your lyrics. No one will, especially if you're a Trevoux Cavalt black metal band who are like screaming into a microphone that's two rooms away to get the best sound quality for the screaming. But that is not the way Pyrocene Death Cult works. They are anti-fascist, and also I can actually hear the music. It's recorded well. God, I set the bar so low for black metal bands, right? I mean, honestly. Black metal bands, do better. Do better. So let's listen to this Pyrocene Death Cult from right here in Montreal. This is off the Pyrocene Extinction Part 1, Primitive Accumulation, CJLO 1690 AM. I think it's kind of... It feels like a stretch to say there's a part one. It feels like it's all just going to be at once here. But, you know, the extinction will happen. That's for sure. Here's Primitive Accumulation by Pyrocene Death Cult, CJLO, 1690 AM.
The Earth has had 5 major extinctions. We are now in the middle of the 6th great extinction. This time, because of human impact. Extinction rates are up to 10,000 times higher than natural rates, from habitat loss, poaching, pollution, climate change and overhunting.
People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth.
We're creating the fire equivalent of an ice age, with ice as an informing present, climate change, sea level change, mass extinctions, biogeographic shifts, all this stuff going on. Just imagine that instead of ice, we had fire, pretty much like an ice age informed by fire.